sustainable finance is a relatively new category of finance, and it's designed to incentivize and encourage and reward and recognize investments that really help with good environmental outcomes.
AgriFutures Australia acknowledges the First Nations people as the traditional custodians of the lands and waters on which we live, learn and work. We pay our respects to past, present and future elders of these nations. This is AgriFutures On Air, brought to you by AgriFutures Australia, driving innovation in Australian agriculture. Hello and welcome. My name is Georgia Pugh and you are listening to a special podcast series on AgriFutures On Air on sustainable finance. In this episode, we're going to be learning all about what products and opportunities are available today with sustainable finance. I'm joined by Carmel Onions of Commonwealth Bank. Thanks for joining us, Carmel.
Hi, Georgia. My pleasure.
Now, Carmel, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your role at CommBank?
Yes, I've been at CommBank 22 years. I work in our agri team that supports our agri customers and our agri bankers who support those customers. And I look specifically after all of the work we're doing to support our customers with everything in the ESG, carbon, biodiversity and sustainability space. So it's such an important topic that's moving very quickly. Me and my team are dedicated to that work.
That's terrific. And tell us a bit more about the sustainable finance aspect and what products and opportunities are currently available for producers at CommBank.
Yeah, sustainable finance is a relatively new category of finance, and it's designed to incentivize and encourage and reward and recognize investments that really help with good environmental outcomes. So whether that be lowering emissions or sequestering more carbon dioxide into agricultural landscapes, or indeed rebuilding nature and biodiversity, because these are really important goals across all sectors, not just agriculture. So for ag, the Commonwealth Bank has put together quite a good portfolio of incentive-based finance known as sustainable finance. Our key product for agriculture is the Agri-Green Loan. It's a normal business loan secured against property subject to standard credit policy and requirements. But it's only eligible for new investments that generate environmental benefits. So it's really the eligible use cases that make it unique, and that's what it's approved for. We also have green asset finance or energy efficient equipment finance. That's secured by the actual assets themselves. And again, that's discounts, again, for equipment that's got an approved use case. So it might be electric vehicles or hybrid vehicles, or it might be agricultural machinery that's more efficient. That doesn't always have to be new. It could be secondhand or renewable energy and so on. We have a category of sustainable finance, which is where it all really started. Sustainability linked loans are typically undertaken for larger debt parcels, and they're usually undertaken by corporate agriculture. And that is where a pricing facility is overlaid to the debt. And so the pricing is linked to targets on metrics that are really important for the ESG of that particular business. And the discounts are only received if those stretch targets are met by the organisation on those KPIs. So that's our sort of suite of sustainable finance in a sort of 30-second explanation. The other thing that's really important and exciting for us is that we're rolling out Ruminati, which is an online emissions baseline measurement and planning tool for our customers at CommBank. So we're in the process of that, and it's exciting.
Well, that's really interesting. And is that going to be integrated into these products at some point? Is that what's going to happen with that?
Look, it's a standalone tool for customers at the moment because understanding the baseline is really a key step to thinking about how you might lower your net emissions, which often has production benefits for farmers. So the planning tool is the really interesting part about Ruminati that can add value to a farming business. And of course, if some of those practices that you identify through that planning process, you know, if you want to finance them, some of the agri-green loans and the green asset finance would well be eligible. So there is a linkage there.
Yeah, fantastic. That's really interesting to hear all that, Carmel. And who can access these sustainable finance products, and how do they go about doing it?
Yeah, so at CommBank, the Agri Green Loan does have some terms and conditions making it eligible for existing customers with a minimum relationship size. The Green Asset Finance and Energy Efficient Equipment Loan is eligible for all customers, though, which is great. But really, the first step is just talking to a banker, so a CommBanker in this case for our products.
Yeah, terrific. And are there any particular types of producers, or is this available to any producer from any industry who are a client or not?
Yeah. So it's all applicable to our agri customers. There are the sustainable finance products that CBA has for other types of customers, other business customers, mum and dad customers. But these ones we're talking about today specifically for agri customers. And of course, there's heaps of information on our website.
Yeah, terrific. And can you provide some examples of the benefits? I think you mentioned that these were incentivized products, and any costs or reporting requirements to producers with these?
Yeah, so the answer will vary a little bit depending on the sustainable finance product we're talking about. But look, I think the overarching message is that we're really trying to make it straightforward for producers to access these facilities, because if anything is going to require a whole bunch of additional cost over and above what you're already doing, it really sort of makes them unattractive. For the Agri Green Loan and the Green Asset Finance and Energy Efficient Equipment Finance products, the key step is verifying that the funds are used for the approved purpose, because the approved purposes, we already know that they're going to generate the environmental benefits that we're sort of seeking through providing finance for these purposes and use cases. So we just need to make sure that the investment's been used for the stated purpose. So if I use the example of perhaps a new shelter belt for a grazing system, our bankers will have already inspected the site through their regular visits. So we can evidence that the tree belt being planted never previously existed. So we can evidence that new and additionality kind of component, which is a requirement for sustainable finance. In this case, we receive the budget for the project, and then we look to see that the cost of investments have been made with that finance that's been approved, and then we'll come out and see the completed shelter belt once it's installed. So it's that additionality, funds used for the purpose, and we know it's sequestering carbon in that example. So that's the Agri Green Loan, and similar for the for Green Asset Finance. There's a few additional steps if you were doing a sustainability linked loan, which is, as I said, for larger debt parcels. It's a different type of finance and is usually undertaken by sort of larger corporate customers. In that case, there is some additional cost and reporting. The reporting is usually in place around the ESG targets that are set in that facility, because the pricing discounts are tied to those stretched targets being achieved. So the reporting needs to be kind of verified and assured for integrity. And so there is a cost for a third party to sort of oversee the facility as it's being set up and to give us that assurance that it's a high integrity set of targets that sit behind that sustainability linked loan.
Yeah, great. And what sort of discounts to the interest rates? Are you able to give me an example of the sort of range of discounts that are on offer with those products, or a sense for it?
Yeah, so for our Green Asset Finance and our Energy Efficient Equipment Finance, it depends again on the equipment being financed, but those discounts can be in the vicinity up to 100 basis points or a full percent. For the Agri Green Loan and the Sustainability Linked Loan, those prices are negotiated as part of the relationship you have. For our Green Asset Finance and Energy Efficient Equipment Finance, there's a range of discounts depending on the equipment being financed, but it does range up to 100 basis points, which is a full percent. Agri Green Loan and Sustainability Linked Loan pricing is very much determined through the relationship. But for the Agri Green Loan, you can see a starting rate for loans up to $1 million on our website, which is published for reference.
Yeah, terrific. That's very helpful to get a sense on that topic. Now, can you move on to giving us some examples of what actually are the eligible types of sustainable activities on farms and the practices that farmers need to be implementing to help access these sustainable finance products?
Absolutely. So, for example, in grazing systems, some key ones are the wire and water to split paddocks up so you can rotationally graze paddocks so they get time for rest for good pasture growth. Shelter belts for shade to assist livestock mortality, reduce heat stress or cold during lambing and calving is another one. Multi-species pasture programs to support input reduction is also eligible, and it's often the equipment for the sowing of the pasture that the Agri-Green Loan is used for rather than the seeding program as such. And this would be also true for croppers thinking about multi-species cover crops or mechanical termination equipment of cover crops. Also in cropping systems, again, it's often the equipment upgrades to support precision spraying, for example, which is eligible under the Agri-Green Loan, or new equipment to be more diesel efficient, which the Energy Efficient Equipment Finance Facility helps with. Certainly installing renewables, especially for dairies and packing plants, is eligible under our Green Asset Finance and the Agri-Green Loan. And same with converting pumps to solar, which can also earn you renewable energy efficient certificates from the Green Energy Regulator. And look, there's lots more examples, but the final one I'd share is the upfront costs of getting into any carbon or biodiversity projects. These can be quite capital intensive endeavours before you start to earn your credits or biodiversity certificates. So the CBA Agri-Green Loan can help you with this as an eligible use case.
That's really helpful. I think it sounds like a lot of the products and the activities that are eligible for those are actually stuff that a lot of farmers are already doing. It's just about thinking about it in a different way and applying sustainability lens to it in a bit more fashion.
That's right.
Terrific. Now, what advice would you give farmers to help them get started with sustainable finance?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because sustainable finance is probably the last step in the process. And, you know, as the AgriFutures report really sets out, it's actually about the process you go through to find the kind of investment that you're prepared to make, because that's what you need the sustainable finance for. So really for me, the starting point is being curious, having a curious mind as to what might be there for your business in this sustainability space. As you said, farmers are already doing a lot of good things, and so it's really around what else makes sense for their business. So there's a research step, attending field days, webinars, finding out what others are doing around sustainable practices and the results they're getting, what are the costs, what are the risks, you know, talking to new people, broadening the circle to explore new ideas, new approaches, hear from others who may have started some of these things before you. Certainly trialing things is great. The risks of new practices all need to be managed. Finessing these new approaches in your system. So trialing can be great to get experience and data. And then when you're ready for an investment and you're looking at sustainable finance, there's always the website to start with, but ultimately talking to the bank is a really key step. Firstly, so they are across your strategy, they know what you're thinking about, looking at, so that they can think about how to help you, and certainly to present opportunities such as at CBA, the Agri-Green Loan, for any of the specific investments you might be making. But you also might need some other support through a transition, maybe some working capital or access to speak to some of our carbon specialists and so on. So, yeah, it's quite a journey.
No time like the present, but to get started, what resources or tools do CBA sort of have to sort of help producers with this, or what should they be looking out for to help with them with this process?
Look, again, I think speaking to your banker is a really great place to start. They can tell you what CBA has. They can point you to the website. And now with the new report from AgriFutures, there will be this wonderful reference online to read for free, which is a build on an earlier report about sustainable finance that they have created. So there's some good information out there to support that conversation with the banker. But again, I think the key step is identifying the investment that's right for the business and the production system, and being clear on how that practice, in addition to helping the business, also generates either lower emissions or more sequestration, or that nature and biodiversity enhancement, so that you can see how it qualifies for the green sustainable finance ahead of those conversations.
Yeah, great. And talk me through, how does it actually look when you're all signed up, you've got the product, you're doing the work. How do you go and check how you're progressing against that sustainable finance loan?
Yeah, so if you're buying equipment, it's a bit of a one-shot sort of exercise. You purchase the equipment. We know it's energy efficient or electric or it's renewable. We verify that the funds have been used for the purpose, and that's it really. Like it's off and running, and you've got the benefit, and the environment is benefiting from your decision. For practice change, which is kind of unique in agriculture, other business segments, it is a lot about asset purchases. Whereas in agriculture, it might actually be an eligible use case because of the way we're farming, rather than just an asset purchase like a shelter belt or renewable equipment. So it's then a process, again, leveraging that relationship with your banker, where we give you some time to make that transition. And because we are always out seeing our customers, we can just leverage those visits to kind of check in with you around the completion of that transition. And we can collect photos from you and prepare the reports to sort of show an evidence, I suppose, really, that investment is coming to fruition. So the bank really tries to do as much of the work in partnership with you to really kind of evidence and demonstrate how those green funds have been used for a practice change where there is some time required to implement it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really helpful. And yeah, we've been hearing a lot about measurement, reporting and verification along this podcast, and it's certainly interesting to hear your perspective on that, and certainly good to hear that you guys are helping producers with that process. Are those different bits of data and the MRV, is that agreed prior to the commencement of a sustainable loan? Like, do you sort of speak with the farmers about what they need to measure throughout the loan period?
Yeah, so certainly ag tech is definitely emerging as a really helpful in terms of measurement, reporting and verification. And certainly with sustainability linked loans, where there's kind of multiple metrics that get tracked to monitor performance ahead of those discounts being applied. And sustainability linked loans do typically track outcomes, whereas the Agri Green Loan is tracking installation, because if we are planning a new shelter belt, we know those benefits are flowing. So the purpose of the Agri Green Loan is to verify that the funds have been used for that agreed purpose that we know has the good environmental benefit. So that's how we make it simpler for farmers, so that the cost of MRV, measurement, reporting and verification, is minimized. And that's the way we've sort of designed the Agri Green Loan at this time. But ultimately, there's a lot of rich information through AgTech in the sustainability space, which can also be really useful for just production decisions outside of sustainable finance as well.
Yeah, great. And how does CBA actually evaluate the success of these sustainable finance products? You know, obviously you're looking for the producers to be making their payments and ticking all the boxes, but are there any other sort of things that producers should be aware of when they're considering going down this pathway?
Not so much that would impact the particular producer. We certainly report on our progress against our group sustainable finance target. We want to make a $70 billion sustainable finance target we've got available to all of our CBA customers by 2030. And at the end of June this year, 2024, we'd funded $54 billion on that journey. But we also do look for feedback from customers on what they like about the loan and what's been positive for them. And, you know, are there other areas that the Agri Green Loan could be eligible for to support farming business strategies in sustainability? Because ultimately, it's a service to support our producers. So that feedback's really key for us.
Yeah, great. And the evolving ESG mandatory reporting space, how does that play into this with CBA?
Yeah, look, it's really the driver. The world is really moving very quickly around the ESG space, and a lot of the commitments organisations have been making to date have been voluntary. So an example of that is the carbon market. You have a choice as to whether you participate. What regulation does is speed things up. And so with the onset of mandatory climate reporting for large organisations rolling out to progressively smaller, is that it speeds up the activity around this sustainability space. So it's certainly solidifying the road that the world is going down. It requires organisations to report on their emissions, So if I'm a supply chain or a bank, I'm now very interested in my scope three, which is the term given for the emissions that you buy from a producer or a transport company. So suddenly what is really required is collaboration and partnership, because that's going to be key for organisations to reduce the emissions that they're buying in or financing in the case of a bank. The supply chain can't do it on its own, and ag can't be expected to do it on its own. It has to be a collaboration. We must work together and share the responsibility and the cost to get everybody there.
That's really helpful. Thanks, Carmel. Now, are there any other tips you'd like to share to help producers get started, or anything else you'd like to add about sustainable finance in terms of from Commonwealth Bank's perspective?
Look, just to add that just hopefully to demystify that it is just a standard business loan. So it is standard process around our usual terms and conditions, servicing, security, all of those things apply as you would expect. Responsible lending and so on, but it is just a unique category of finance that's really designed to incentivize and encourage and support investment in practices and assets that we know have good environmental outcomes. And the exciting thing is that many of those investments are really, really good for the production business as well. So that's the real opportunity, that kind of win-win.
Yeah, that's terrific. Thank you so much, Carmel, for your time today to tell us about Commonwealth Bank's products and opportunities with sustainable finance. I think you've really cleared the air and helped a lot of people with moving forward in this space. So really appreciate your time. Thanks so much. And we'll keep talking about this space.
Thanks.
This episode of AgriFutures On Air is brought to you by the National Challenges and Opportunities team at AgriFutures Australia. The National Challenges and Opportunities portfolio is responsible for engaging with key industry stakeholders on big issues such as sustainability, carbon, waste and energy, and shining a light on the opportunities they present. For more information on sustainable financing or a deeper dive into the costs and benefits for Australian producers, check out the Knowledge Hub on the AgriFutures Australia website.